Authority Spotlight. I'm your host, Michelle Prince, founder and CEO of Performance Publishing Group, making a difference one story at a time. We'll be shining the light on successful founders, entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders that are getting results and making a difference. We'll talk about how they built their businesses, are creating movements, and leveraging the power of authority in their own lives. Be sure to stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can be our next guest. Let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Power of Authority Spotlight, where we shine the light on entrepreneurs, founders, leaders, people that are doing extraordinary things. They're making a difference. They're sharing their story and they're building their authority. And our guest today is Janet Madrid. She's a registered dental hygienist and has been practicing dentistry for 45 years. Her passion for patient health has inspired her to share the knowledge gained through decades of experience and continuous study. As a mother and grandmother, she cares deeply about her family's and patients' well-being, and she's dedicated to advancing the holistic health movement. Janet has recently written an incredible book called Hope for Health, Illuminating the Foundations of Health and Wellness. And I'm so excited to have you on the show, Janet. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Michelle. I'm really excited. I can't believe I've written a book, and it's just a very exciting time. My grandkids can't wait to read it, so.
I know.
I'm waiting for them to show up on my doorstep.
They will be there any day. And I'm so excited because you and I met, we were just talking, it's been a full year, or almost not even a full year, in July.
No, not quite, in July.
Mm-hmm. You and I met at the RDH, the huge conference. We were in Denver, and we were part of Evolution, which was a separate part of the RDH conference. And you and I just connected. And I remember, I think I'm trying to think of the word I used for you. Was it pure sunshine or something like that, that you just have this bright light about you everywhere you go. And it was so awesome meeting you then, but then hearing you wanted to write a book. Do you remember that day?
Oh my gosh. I do remember that day. And I just felt like, you know, I always believe that there's no coincidences, no accidents. Like, I believe that, you know, God will put people in your path that you need to connect with because of where you're going and what he wants you to do. And just when I met you that day, I just felt this connection. I felt like all the words that you were speaking and all the things that you were saying was just confirmation telling me, yes, you need to write this book. Yes, I want you to write this book. And just like certain things about like illumination. I mean, that was like a word and I was like, oh my gosh. And everything, actually the whole Evolve, every speaker, you particularly, were just hitting these words. And I think I remember saying to you, Michelle, I've been writing this book and I'm saying all these things in this book, but I'm hearing these things that other people are saying. And I'm like, I don't want people to think that I'm just copying what other people are saying. But then I remembered, either you said this or someone told me this, that there's nothing new under the sun. Exactly. And it's just our own way to share the knowledge that has been passed down and tweaked and, you know, researched more and those things. And so it was just, you know, confirmation after confirmation that I needed to do this and that I, you know, wanted your publishing company to help me with it. And even your colors are my colors. It's like the blues, it's like, wow, this is just amazing.
Well, I don't believe in coincidence either. And I do, I remember that conversation. And because I think, remember you saying something like the illuminating, right? Because I think I spoke on at that conference on, or maybe it was RDH, but I spoke on illuminating your greatness.
Yes.
I'm talking about illuminate. I'm like, that is awesome, because that just means that they're, you know, rising tides raise all boats, right? And mm-hmm. like you're going to talk to somebody in a way or in a group to help them to illuminate, then I will never get that opportunity. And vice versa. And so I think it's beautiful and awesome. And here's the difference with you, Janet. If you had any idea how many people I talk to that tell me they're going to write a book, And then they don't. You did it. Like here we are, not even a year later, and you did it. And so I want to honor you for that and
Well,
try to.
thank you. I had been thinking about it for 9 years, actually, and for some reason, I decided to do it last year. And I think it was actually June that I was started to write and started to think about it. I didn't know how in the heck I was going to do it or anything. And I had some friends that were doing this, book challenge. But none of us knew how to do it either. And we were, trying to find resources and everything. And then all of a sudden, poof, you were just dropped right in my lap. And your keynote was so amazing and just everything. And your book, I mean, I immediately read it like that night. And just like everything that you talk about is just how I feel and the positivity and the hope generation that I want to share with the world, and that I feel like I should share with the world my knowledge and my giftings, like I do with my patients and my family. And I wrote the book because I wanted for my patients to have a type of resource and put all this information that I've gathered over years and years in one place and give them kind of a starting point to start their health journey. Because I've been on a health journey, we've all had our own health struggles. And there's, we all struggle in different areas. And that's why I wanted to make a book about the foundations of health, because I believe that God put everything that we need on this planet, that you don't have to have a lot of money. You don't want to end up on the path where you're having to take drugs to stay alive. And so it's the foundations and the things that body, mind, and spirit that we need. And because I'm very passionate about oral systemic education, it's putting the oral health and the systemic health together and integrating medicine and dentistry. That's my passion. My passion is patient education and just everyone education. There's a lot of information out there, but a lot of people don't know about it or take advantage of it. And so I just wanted to, have my little part of what I do to write it down so that I could share it with my family, because I didn't learn these things growing up and I had issues. And, my family, we have a health history of a lot of, inflammatory issues, and most people do because of what, just our lifestyle and everything. But we do have the power, the power of our own free will and the power to choose, and with our mind to create whatever life we want. And so I just, believe in positivity and believe in the power of healing of our own body. And so that's what this book is all about. It's just generating hope, educating patients, and giving them information that maybe they never heard before, and then places to go to do a deeper dive if it's something that resonates with them.
Sure. Well, and it's an easy to read book, which is what I love about it too, because it like you said, it's all body, mind, soul, and with just different, but I love that you shared it initially for your family because you want to document it, but all of us can really benefit from it. I want to come back to the book in a minute because I want to talk about one of the things. So you've been in dentistry for 45 years, which is a long time.
46 now.
46. Okay. So walk through, because now you have your own business, right? You have a mobile dentistry
Yes.
unit. And so talk about your journey of how you started and then what you're doing today for patients.
So my journey in dentistry started back in the olden days when we didn't wear gloves or masks, and basically, dentistry was a reactionary type field for centuries, starting with barbers and, blacksmiths. If someone had a toothache, they'd go to the blacksmith or the barber and they'd pull their tooth. And so dentistry evolved from reacting to people need in pain. And it's been reactionary for a long time. And in 1906, there was a dentist named Dr. Fones that invented the dental hygiene practice, and he trained his dental assistant, who was his niece or his cousin, or I can't remember exactly what she was, but that's where the dental hygiene profession started, and it was prevention based, and it was go out and teach the communities, go into the doctor's offices and the schools and teach people how to prevent oral disease. And that's what the dental hygienist was
Yeah.
all about.
And just to
And
clarify, you said you started in the olden days. You didn't start in the old days of 1906. Just clarify.
no, not that. In the old days of 1979.
Yeah.
So back in those old days, though, I wasn't a dental hygienist yet. I was a dental assistant. But I really fell in love with the interaction with patients. And, patients were very fearful and still are. There's still a lot of people that fear the dentist. And that's why only 40% of people go, plus cost and everything. But, I really loved being there as the assistant to help the doctor and to like put my hand on the shoulder of the patient, give them some comfort, talk to them about what was going to happen, because sometimes the dentist isn't really good about explaining what they're going to do. So when they leave the room, then they ask the assistant or the hygienist, whatever, and they say, "So how is this going to be?" And I'm just like, it's going to be really easy. You're not going to feel anything, and I'll be right here. And if you need us to stop. And so I've always been a very empathetic person and compassionate. And I just loved that that's what I got to do. And I evolved from being a dental assistant that assisted the doctor with every procedure to then doing procedures myself. I went to expanded duties dental assisting school, which I learned how to place fillings, make temporary crowns, and things like that. And the doctor was actually going to start teaching me how to do anesthesia at that time. And then, because Colorado is a very progressive state, we have the highest scope of practice in all of the United States. And so I didn't learn to do that. I ended up going to work at for the federal government in a dental clinic on Fort Carson, which is an army base. Well, once I did that, then I ended up going into the Army Reserves as a dental therapist. And so I did that for 8 years while I was still, dental assisting in the private market or in the private sector. And then, I was married, had four kids. And then, unfortunately, in 1996, I parted ways with my husband, with my four daughters. We were living in Hawaii. I came back to Colorado and I decided I was going to go to dental hygiene school with four little ones in tow. And so I graduated from dental hygiene school in 2000. So I've been practicing for 25 years now. And I've been in clinical dentistry for 46 years. And I still actually, I think I'm more passionate for it now than I was ever. And because now I really understand the prevention and the oral systemic connection. And after raising my girls, I was able to start, affording to be able to go get continuing education and further my skills with, getting licensed and trained to. And certified in laser and, in salivary testing and a bunch of different things. So, I also do screening for airway. And so now it's like I'm helping people with their whole body health, not just their oral health. So they're connected. And that's one thing that, that separation, people don't realize that things that happen in their mouth are affecting their whole body. And that's really where my passion is now. And I don't feel like I'm ever going to retire, really, because I feel like I've been behind the eight ball with getting started a little bit late with this part of my life. But in 2020, when dental offices closed, I was really upset because I said, "Not essential. What do you mean we're not essential? This is essential for prevention of dying from COVID. People need to have a healthy mouth. Not to have inflammation, chronic inflammation, that's going to put them more at risk for dying of COVID because of complications. It's just like if they were a diabetic or they had cardiovascular disease or anything, which a lot of the pathogens in the mouth are linked to some of these cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, colorectal cancer, adverse pregnancy outcomes, and the list goes on and on to the tune of like 56 different diseases. And these are things that I find really crazy that people still don't think, they just still think it's, optional. It's,
I
not
will.
necessary.
Right. It's interesting. 15 years ago, I may have thought differently. We did a book for a holistic dentist years ago, and it was all about that connection. And it opened my eyes so much to where it's almost as if, how do we not think they're connected now? Right.
Yes, I mean,
And so I think your help, first of all, bringing the awareness out there is so critical. But then, talk about where did the idea come from? So you mentioned COVID. I'm guessing this is where the
right.
mobile.
That's where it happened because during COVID, because everything was closed down, we were at home. I just got online and I was taking all kinds of extra CEs and courses, and I came across a holistic oral health summit. And that changed my life because I learned so many more things, especially the fact that in my 20s, when I had a liver failure, that it was that no one knew why, it was a result of mercury toxicity. And I didn't know that until 2020. And
Wow.
I said, I am getting out of conventional dentistry and I'm going to go holistic all the way for my own health and for my patient's health. And then I decided to, well, I saw another video webinar thing on a dentist who was in Kentucky who was still seeing patients in a mobile van, a Mercedes Sprinter van, during COVID. And so I was like, well, that would be really smart. Everyone's being schooled from home, they're working from home. And my daughters actually homeschool their kids, and I have a large family, and I'm like, I still need to take care of my family. So I went to Atlanta and bought a Mercedes Sprinter van in April, and then had it shipped to South Carolina to be upfitted and worked with an engineer there. And then it was a cargo van, and so it was finished in October. Took a little bit longer than we thought, but in October we went and picked it up in South Carolina and then drove it back to Colorado. And then I started seeing patients, and that's what I've been doing ever since. And I've just been in the world of more and more holistic and oral systemic and feeling like, that's the message that I want to get out. I want to get out the message that your oral health and your overall health are connected. And to generate hope for people that they don't have to be a victim of their biology, that they don't have to settle for whatever, their parents or grandparents had, or, oh, my family had bad teeth, and or my family had diabetes or whatever. It's like, I want to show them that there's things that we can do and just go with them along that journey and give them all the resources that they need and referrals to other specialists and places that they can go. And so basically, my day-to-day life is all about generating hope, whether I'm working in a temporary office filling in for someone, or whether I'm with seeing my own patients in my own practice, or whether I'm speaking, or whatever I'm doing. It's just my goal is to generate hope for people out there that you have more control over your health than you think.
Well,
So.
and you are doing exactly that. I mean, everywhere you go, you bring light and hope and healing. And so I am excited about what you're doing. And the book is, for those of you who are listening, we want to make sure you grab a copy of the book. You can learn more. First of all, I just want to make sure we give out the information where people can learn more about you and what you do, the Mobile Dentistry Unit, but everything that you do in terms of speaking, the book, et cetera. So, do you want to give that out? I believe it's Hope for healthco.com, correct?
Yes. And that's also my email address. If anyone wants to email me with questions, I actually had a have a patient that lives in Oklahoma that saw me on Instagram, on somebody else's Instagram, because I don't post that much, but saw me on someone else's Instagram that was interviewing me at RDH Under One Roof, I believe. And she reached out to me and I'm helping her with through telehealth, and she ordered a salivary test, and I'm working with her long distance. So I just, anyone who's interested in mobile dentistry, anyone's interested in oral systemic connection. I mean, I belong to a lot of different organizations, everything from, the biological and holistic side to the National Network of Healthcare Hygienists, who are promoting getting dental hygienists into other practice settings like, medical offices and pediatrician offices and hospitals and all of that, so that we can be part of the medical team that helps to screen for other things. And so hopeforhealth.co.com, if you want to be a patient, if you happen to be in Colorado, you can reach me. My phone number is on my website too. So texting is the best way to reach me. But go to Amazon and buy my book and leave a review if you would to let me know. And if you have any questions, I would be happy to talk to you. My husband just cracks up because every night I'm talking to somebody on the phone about something. They're asking me about this vitamin or this supplement or this test or that test. And I just feel like I just want to help people,
What you love to do.
and that's just, I love talking about it. It's an obsession. I'm
Well, it's
obsessed
an obsession because you're helping
with
people.
helping people and talking about the things that, and I hear it every single day. They're like, no one has ever told me this before. And I'm in shock because I'm just like, what are we doing, in our field if we aren't talking to people who have been going to the dentist for decades? And they say that that's the first time they've heard what I'm telling them, and they're so appreciative about it. And so I just want more people to do what I am doing and join the bandwagon, especially healthcare providers, dental hygienists, and anybody, who just wants to improve their own life. I'm there to just help you in any way I can. So reach out to me.
I love it. And Janet, thank you so much for being on the show. I love seeing you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in Texas in July. And thank you for and your team, your wonderful team. If anybody's interested in writing their story, Performance Publishing, they have an amazing team that really helped me through this journey. It's not an easy journey, but you can get the job done, and they give you all the tools that you need. And so, we all have something to share with the world, and people have a story to tell, just like your book says. And I just love the inspiration that your books gave to me too. And I just love to call you my friend and co-brightness
Creators of
world.
trying to shine our light.
Yeah, shining light shiner.
Co-illuminators. How's that? We're
Illuminator. Yes,
co-illuminators.
co-illuminator. Yes,
I love
and
it.
hope generator.
That's hope generating. I love it. Well, thank you again, Janet, so much.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye.
Well, everybody, that's it for the Power of Authority Spotlight. And just a reminder, definitely go to hopeforhealthco.com, hopeforhealthco.com to check everything out that Janet does. But one thing that she said, I just want to leave with all of you as a reminder, because I think it's a really important message, is you don't have to be a victim to biology. It's just learning some simple things, taking care of your health, but ultimately having hope that no matter where you are with your health today, it can get better. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for listening to the Power of Authority Spotlight. If you are a successful founder, entrepreneur, business owner, or leader that's getting results and making a difference, and you'd like to be on this program, please visit performancepublishinggroup.com/podcast to apply. That's performancepublishinggroup.com/podcast. Also, if you got something out of this interview, please share this episode. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #ThePowerOfAuthorityspotlight. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss any episodes by subscribing. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team.
Want to know more? Go to our websites, performancepublishinggroup.com or michelleprince.com, and follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.